up to now, healthcare professionals have been playing defense against the pandemic. They've only been able to offer palliative care and try to control the spread of the disease. Now, the corner is starting to turn, and it's starting to turn in Bloomington Normal with an effort to actually control the who gets sick from the disease. Ben Hart is the CEO of Heritage Healthcare, which is participating in a new clinical study of a COVID-19 prevention drug.
We were asked about 2 weeks ago, we were contacted by Eli Lilly, and they're a large pharmaceutical company out of Indianapolis, very well respected. They're in the final stages of trialing a COVID-19 medication, and they are looking for candidates in the long-term care space. That's one of the focuses of their trial. And so they had actually reached out to representatives from the Illinois Department of Public Health and were then referred to us as being a quality provider of health care for the elder population. And so that's kind of how that introduction happened.
Why is our long-term care settings good for this antibody drug?
Yeah, well, as you know, in the national news and just throughout the world, that the elder population has been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19 in a very negative way. COVID-19 is a very severe and very serious condition for our nation's elderly to face. And so one of the goals of Eli Lilly has been to seek effective treatments for the elder population. And I know one of the challenges for them was that, especially in skilled nursing facilities, it's very difficult right now for residents to go to Eli Lilly, to go to them, so to speak. And so what they've done in this trial is they've basically created 10 mobile research units, as they call them, and they're basically large RV vehicles that they've retrofitted for this purpose. And so once a positive index case happens at one of our buildings, they'll actually deploy from Indianapolis and arrive on-site at our facility and conduct the trial operations there. So it's a very unique approach.
So what will they do when they get there? You've got one case, say, let's hope it's just one. You sequester that person away from the other population. Eli Lilly sends its crew. They give people shots, or is it an oral drug?
It's actually an infusion. And so what they're looking for is that first index case, or the first positive case amongst either a staff member or a resident. And they deploy to the site, they set up an infusion clinic inside of our building, and they can do as many as 10 infusions at a time. And what I mean by an infusion is an IV administration of the trial medication. And participation is, you know, solely voluntary by our residents or staff. You know, they're not forced to do it by any means. It's simply a voluntary process. So Eli Lilly takes on the responsibility of enrolling people into the trial. It's a stage 3 trial. So what that means, it's a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-based trial. So neither the people administering the IV nor the recipients of the IV know whether they're receiving a placebo or the real experimental medication.
How do you test whether the medication is effective?
Well, that's, you know, that's the kind of what Eli Lilly is undertaking, is they're measuring the effectiveness of their medication in preventing the onset of COVID-19. So it's an antibody drug that they developed from one of the first COVID-19 patients in the United States. And what they're testing is whether or not their medication is effective in preventing the onset of COVID-19. And so they've got their study set up to measure that against a control group.
Obviously, it's not ethical or legal to then expose someone to COVID-19 deliberately, so they have to leave it to chance. So they have to be looking for big numbers here in the study to ensure that a statistically significant population happens to be exposed by accident.
Yeah, and they're just within the long-term care subgroup of the Stage 3 trial. They're looking to have a minimum of 2,500 test subjects or participants in that particular part of the trial. So we're one of other participating members of their trial. They've got this same process set up in other states, but as far as Central Illinois goes, we're the only participant, as we know, right now.
If it proves out, is this drug likely to be a vaccination or a mitigator?
Yeah, I think the way they're terming it is a prevention. It's really what they're trying to do is study whether or not their medication is an effective prevention from the onset of COVID-19. So
what we traditionally know as a vaccine.
Well, you know, I've asked them that very question, and their answer is no, it's different. It's an antibody treatment, so different from a vaccine. And so, again, it's what they're looking for when they arrive at one of our facilities is they don't want to test subjects who have already tested known positive for COVID-19. They're looking for folks who are either presumed negative or asymptomatic, or their test status is unknown, and then they are offering enrollment in the trial and testing the theory of whether or not their medication is effective at preventing the onset of COVID-19. So it's really viewed by them as a prevention rather than, I guess you would say, a vaccine.
This is not going to be a quick thing to be proved out. Or how long do you think this will take for results to be known?
Well, I think it's still a bit unclear to even them. I think it's going to be several months. We're most likely looking into the earlier parts of 2021 until the results are known. But again, I don't want to speak for Eli Lilly in that regard because they're more in charge of that timeline than us. Of course, we're simply trying to aid them in that effort.
A number of healthcare professionals and caregivers in the Bloomington-Normal area have over the years sought out and participated in studies for Alzheimer's, for cancer therapies, for hormone replacement regimes. Those are just a few of the ones that I recall. Has Heritage participated in studies before?
To my knowledge, this is the first large base study where we've been a participant or a partner in. So this is obviously a big deal not only to Illinois but I think to the nation because scientists are racing to find effective treatments and preventions and vaccines against COVID-19, and so we were interested in trying to help Eli Lilly in that regard because we know firsthand how devastating that disease can be for the elderly. And we're really wanting to try and help the healthcare system find effective treatments and prevention. So that was our motivation.
Ben Hart is the president and CEO of the Heritage Operations Group in Bloomington-Normal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Charlie. Good to talk to you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.